My name is Kevin Bradley. I'm a state extension weed scientist and associate professor in the Division of Plant Sciences at the University of Missouri. And I'm also the president-elect of the Weed Science Society of America.
Kevin, tell me a little bit about the Weed Science Society and the work that you do there.
Well, the Weed Science Society of America is a professional society of around 1,000 members throughout the country and some other countries as well, that many academics, many in the industry, students, of course. Education is a big part of what we do, and all with the goal of learning more and educating the public about weeds and how to eliminate them.
And that ties into some upcoming programs, these deep dive into weed programs. I believe they have to do with resistant weeds, right?
Yeah, so every year we have our annual meeting in February, and we're heavy into the planning phase and almost finished really with all the planning and for the 2016 meeting. And we do have a big portion of our meeting every year is surrounding the issue of resistant weeds.
So as you take into account the information that you have and some of the research that you would like to see going forward, where are we at as an industry, especially an agriculture industry, trying to combat resistance and what we know now, and maybe what are the next things that need to be discovered to really get ahead of this problem?
Well, I think from a biological standpoint, we understand the problem. It is a, it's just one aspect of the problem, though. It is a biological problem. We know a lot about what leads to resistance and what actually is causing resistance to different herbicide sites of action within plants. But what I think is what we're learning more about and in our society is we're really understanding that this is a behavioral problem as well with the farmers and anyone who's actually out there controlling the weeds. And so what I think you'll see has happened in the Weed Science Society of America over the past couple of years is we've been teaming up with more social scientists and really trying to get at the heart of, well, how can we affect change in behavior by the farmer, at the farmer level? How can we get our message across that, we cannot continue to spray the same thing over and over in the same place, because what we know is, of course, we're going to get resistance. So it's a very complicated issue. It's not as simple as it sounds, but I think, we will continue to do our part to learn about the biology of it and what causes, and maybe even at the molecular level, what are some of the reasons we get resistant weeds. But ultimately, we also have to include all the other components as well.
Is it safe to assume, Kevin, that the best way to raise awareness with farmers is to show them the kind of economic impact we could be facing because of resistant weeds?
Yeah, I mean, economics is everything. It's the bottom line, and it's a business. And so that's part of it too. And we want to talk about long-term economics, of course, because we tend to be a little bit short-term thinking in agriculture. And so to be able to show that, by just doing some practices that we wouldn't recommend and doing them over and over in the short term that might not cost as much money, but in the long term that's going to cost you way more. And so we've had several studies over the years that have demonstrated some of those impacts for sure.
So the science behind resistance is pretty well understood, it sounds like, and now it's more about the personalities of these farmers and getting them convinced that changes need to be made. That's kind of the next step, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be industry is going to respond when it needs to, and we're seeing that happen now. As far as we really don't have any new active ingredients per se, but industry has responded in the in some of the new traits that are expected to come out, and those really should just be used as tools to manage some of our problems and all of that. But this whole thing has been defined by some of our social science friends as a wicked problem. And the first time I heard that, I had no idea what that meant, but it just simply means it's basically a problem that's very, very complex with a lot of moving parts and almost unsolvable, and one thing impacts another. And so farmer behavior and what makes farmers make the decisions they make is key here, and something that we never really probably never successfully got at, because we've seen this problem just continue to escalate over the years. And so I think you said it just right. I mean, we certainly don't know everything about the biology and what causes resistance, but I think we're doing a pretty good job at that, and we have a lot of really smart people throughout the country working on those kinds of things, and it's probably the thing we know the most, and some of the things we know the least is how to change that whole behavior.
So the best approach then towards farmers would be to educate them, and that's what these upcoming meetings are all about.
Yeah, well, these are we have a lot we have a lot of great symposiums. Certainly some of it is going to be around our nuts and bolts of resistance, like I said, understanding the biology more and all of that. But Weed Science Society of America encompasses just all kinds of anything you can imagine as it relates to weeds. So we have for example, we have a symposium 21st Century Challenges in Aquatic Weed Management. We have another symposium, Weed Control in 2050, Imagining Future Strategies and the Knowledge Needed to Achieve Them. And so I really look forward to that one. I mean, they're going to talk about things that probably aren't even herbicides in that symposium, robots and all kinds of weird things like that. What could we be doing in 2050 for weed control that we're not doing now? And so there's just a broad range. Another big one that I think we'll see a lot of our members probably attend is there's a lot of interest now of all of this discussion of pollinator habitat and how pesticides in general interact with that. And so we have a symposium focused on the intersection of agricultural and wild lands and how you might be able to, do the two together, and or could they be done together, and looking at beneficial species from a standpoint of pollinators and all of that. So I think at our annual meetings for our weed science members, we're definitely, it's kind of a train the trainer kind of thing. We're getting some of the most important topics out there. We're getting some of the best speakers on these different issues from around the world, really. And we're able to come all together in one place and learn together.